Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend. Stand. But I'd rather live right stand. Than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Yeah. Stand. Tell somebody, say, you stand.
That's right, my friend. Stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness. And be counted among them that shall reign with him. This is Moments of Inspiration. Perfecting the Saints right here on your Real Love Station, KAYT. 88.1 FM. I'm your host, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years.
Minister Mildred Townsend. Minister Mildred Townsend, I know who I is.
I kind of felt I kind of got me concerned there. You kind of you kind of hesitated there, like you had to think about that, huh?
Yes, yes.
No, don't let that Alzheimer's get up on you now.
Oh, no.
No, I know you were carried away in thought, but nevertheless, we thank and praise God. For those of you that have been tuning in, we thank and praise God for you. Again, we want to remind you that Moments of Inspiration is a well-rounded radio broadcast ministry that is especially formulated to minister to the whole man, and we pray by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that the things that we share with you are life-changing, that they will bring transformation, and that they will bring power to your life. The Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you. I know that many people, amen, are trying to attribute fantastic things to life, amen. And yeah, and the truth be told, all it takes is a positive mental attitude to achieve things in life, amen. You can have riches, you can have glory, you can have all of that. For Satan even told Jesus in the wilderness, he said, look, all this, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all the splendor and glory thereof. And he said, all this will I give to you. Listen to how he said that. I'll give this to you. And if we're not careful, we got to be mindful of who we're receiving, what we're receiving from. One thing about it, when the Lord giveth, the Bible tells us that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and they add no sorrow behind it. Amen. But we'll get into that just a little bit later on. Minister Mildred, we had scripture and prayer. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Therefore said he unto St. Luke. 2:10-2. Praise God. Lord, bless us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Sort of sleepy, really I am. But nevertheless, I thank and praise God. Amen. For the scripture today, Luke 10:2 say, therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor strip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Amen. I read you Luke 10:2-4. Heavenly Father, we just thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we come to you thanking you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
glory.
You for this blessed day that to your holy name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Asked my husband, and one reason why I was a little hesitant, he was just saying that the minister just left here on his way to two funerals, not one, but two. And they let us know today, we're blessed, y'all.
Yes,
to be in the land of the living. We're blessed.
Yes,
Lord. Highly favored of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the least we can do is praise him and thank him for what he's doing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord, we thank you because you're mighty.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you because there's nobody like you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we give you glory and praise. And we don't take you
for granted. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Not a second, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Not one second.
Hallelujah. Glory.
We give you praise and thanks.
Bless thy holy name, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for all.
Thank you,
today.
Jesus.
We thank you for this day. We thank you for
Lord.
Just being in the land of the living.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord God,
Jesus.
We ask you to look on your people everywhere. God,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The whole wide world in
thank
your
you, Lord.
Hand.
Hallelujah.
Because it's in your hand, Lord, you're able to do above all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, glory to God that we can't even do, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Think, Lord, because we know that we can depend on you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look on the people in the nursing homes. Lord, the people that nobody even seems to care.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, even
thank
the
you,
ones
Lord.
That's locally, that we would go out and do. I know a lot of times, Lord, we ask you to do this and do that, but you've given us the power to go forth
yes,
to do
Lord.
These things.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, let us be obedient and do the things that you've called us to do.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you,
in
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name
Father,
of Jesus.
Father, we forever give your name the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
And the glory. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we truly count it a privilege as well as an honor to be with you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Bishop Townsend, why can you say it's a beautiful day? I'm laying up here with cancer in my body. I've got lupus and I've got all type of heart failure. But you know what? The Bible says everything that God did, it was good. Amen. But you know what? Our sins have separated us from the things of God. And you know what? It's just that simple. That's right. It's just that simple, brothers and sisters. Our sins have separated us from the will of God. But I tell you what, if the good man knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. Praise be to God. And we just thank and praise God for you, you, and you on today. And realize, amen, that God is good. Realize that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And amen, I tell you what we're going to do today. To those of you, amen, that have been out there, amen, you've been going through horrific things in your life, amen, and the Lord just laid in my heart, if you desired prayer on today, we would open up the prayer line, amen, so that you could receive prayer. We know that there are hundreds of thousands of people out there that are going through horrendous things in their life, you know, and people are losing their lives each and every day. But you know what? One thing about it, God is able, amen, to sustain us. The word of God says, but he will keep them in perfect peace,
yes,
whose mind is stayed on him. And brothers and sisters, if you're out there today and amen, you're desiring prayer, amen, that prayer line is open for you today, even now, amen, up until the time that we leave. And the number is 318-484-2500. Outside the 318 number, it is 877-464-2500. Brothers and sisters, me and Minister Mitter want to stand in agreement with you that God will bring into fruitation and fruition everything that you're standing in need of. One thing I can share with you is this. Many of us believe God, but you know what? It's the thing that we don't consciously keep in mind. And that is after we pray and believe, we turn right back around, as the Bible said, a dog returning to its own vomit. And that's simply saying that the negative formations that come from our mouth have a profound impact on what we formulate in our lives. That's right, my brothers and sisters. We are procreators with God, and especially those of the household of faith. And one thing it is important to know that Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 12, Minister Miller, if I'm not mistaken, Matthew chapter 12, starting at verses 35 to 37. And it's very important that you understand this, brothers and sisters. Your words and your thoughts are things. And as you look around you right now, and as Bishop Townsend shares this, this is not a startling revelation to you, but the truth of the matter is this whole world is comprised of thought. And the thoughts that you think constantly, the predominant thoughts that you harbor in your mind, they will come to fruition. This is what Job said, the man that was greatly blessed of God. He said, the thing that I have feared the most has come upon me. Brother Joe, what are you saying? In other words, what you secretly harbor in your mind, brothers and sisters, it is going to manifest. I don't care. You've got to come to this conclusion. And I know maybe sisters died from cancer, mama died from it, and aunts and everybody else had it. But you've got to formulate in your mind that with me, the buck stops here.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
When you began to say, Minister Mildred, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that's referring to everything that you are experiencing in your life. You know what? Amen. You don't have to go through another bad marriage. You don't have to go through another bad job experience. You don't have to do that. It is the thoughts that we entertain on a day by day. And these predominant thoughts that you have will manifest, brothers and sisters. Amen. You cannot be susceptible to the mental interjection of other folks inside of your mind. You must learn to tell yourself that I control my thoughts. Don't let your thoughts just run off with you and have you thinking things. Amen. It's a known fact, Minister Mildred, that, you know, years ago, they came up with what was called the placebo effect. And the placebo effect is that when people would go to the doctors, they were taught that the doctors had medicine that they could give to them that would heal them. And I'm not slighting doctors. I'm just telling you the power of your own mind. Amen. The power of your own mind. The doctor would say, well, listen, Bertha, I want you to take this. And this what you take is going to lower your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And so strong is the mental thought in Bertha's mind until it activated something inside of Bertha's mind that sent adrenaline and all type of things through Bertha's mind that would send antibodies to instinctively go out inside of Bertha's body and lower her blood pressure.
Yes.
But if the doctor were to tell Bertha that all I gave you was a sugar tablet and that sugar tablet did not lower your blood pressure, in fact, Bertha, your thinking caused your blood pressure to lower. What are you saying? As a man thinketh in his heart,
so is he.
So the thing about it is, brothers and sisters, we can believe God on one level, but the thoughts that we are thinking are constantly keeping us in a state of poverty, in a state of fear, keeping us in a state of flux constantly. But it goes back to this saying, whose report will you believe? Help me out, Minister Mildred, on the unless you have something else to share with that.
No, Bishop, I was just listening, and I know that you're saying it's the truth. And it amazes me how that you can listen to something that is so negative and always get the negative results. And all you have to do is just vice versa and think on the positive things, you know, the good things, and cause that to happen. We're not just saying mind over matter. We're believing, saying what, you know, we have to do with this word of God. We have to believe what it say. And because it's already here for us. All we have to do is to have a faith and to believe, you know, not just read it, but to believe it. And not only to believe it, because when you start believing it, it's going to, all of that going to show, you know, because of our belief. But it's so easy for something negative. You know, it just looks like it just don't require hardly no faith, but it does. You know, the negative things, it's just so easy to believe. But then God telling us to believe what he's saying, and it looks like, you know, we're having problems with believing what the word of God say. But, you know, we cannot please God unless we believe God. And that's just it. That's the bottom line.
Well, now the Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But now Bishop Townsend can tell you all day long that you can. But until you began to confess out of your own mouth that you can.
Yes.
Because nobody convinced you more than you. And when you learn to convince yourself what God's word said, that, you know, the Bible says he will keep them in perfect peace. But until you began to say, I am in perfect peace, because I keep my mind stayed on him. That is simply saying that you are putting in motion God's word. And he said, my words are spirit and they are life. Now you are actually transfusing your mind with the spirit source and the material of what God said could be into your mind. So what we're actually saying, brothers and sisters, is that it is now time for you to start speaking into your own life. We thank God for the shepherds, and we thank God for the leaders. We thank God because he said he would give you shepherds after his own heart. And these shepherds are designated to help you function in the same like capacity in which that Jesus functioned. For he said these things, Minister Mildred. He said, the works that I do,
yes,
you shall do also. Now, he didn't limit that to any title. He didn't say only the apostle shall do this. He did not say the bishop shall do this, or the evangelist, or the missionaries, or the deacons. As a matter of fact, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Somebody need to say, I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I am one of them.
Yes, I am.
Amen. Living in a society now where people want to keep their foot on your neck and to make you think that you are less suitable in the eyesight of God because of your gender, because of your sex, because of everything. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. There were men and women in the upper room when the day the Holy Ghost fell, and men and women came out speaking in tongues. They came out proclaiming the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when it comes to the sharing of the good news, it is not restricted to gender. It is not restricted to sex. It is not restricted. Amen. And the Bible tells me that even when the destruction of the church came, when Saul was going around persecuting the church, Minister Mildred, the Bible said that so much was it being spread that he was not only hauling the brothers off to jail.
Yes.
My Bible tells me he was putting men
and women,
in jail. Well, wait, Paul, why were you putting women in jail?
They was part
because
of
they were sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ just as much as the men
Hallelujah.
Were.
Hallelujah. That's it. That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
It's time for the deprogramming to begin.
Amen.
Minister Mildred, help me with chapter 12, Matthew 35 through 37. But my pastor told me that I can't share in the word of God because I'm a woman. He told me I can't share in it because, oh, Lord, have mercy. But see, I'm like Shirley Caesar said. I know the truth. Satan, you've been telling lies.
No, the word is.
But I
Amen.
Know the truth.
The word is
What
true.
Does the word say?
Amen. Matthew 12:35 says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things.
Now, just hold that. A good man. Now, we got to know the difference between the two.
Okay.
We've got to understand, because anything that is going to build you up is good. Anything that seeks to tear you down, that's the devil. He don't want that to go forth.
What happened? It stopped.
Well, that was only a test of the American broadcasting system. In the actual event of an emergency, you would have known. But that was just something, a little food for thought, too. How things can come to disrupt your thought.
Oh, yes.
But you must stay focused, as I told you before. When you know the truth, the truth is what sets you free. When you know the truth, remember the woman who Jesus came to her and she said, Lord, my daughter is sick. And Jesus looked at the woman and he said, woman, it is not fit to take the children's meat and give it to dogs. My God, Lord, that was cold what you said.
Yes.
But let me show you how the woman's faith moved God.
Come on,
let me show you how it moved God. He said, but Lord, are not the dogs allowed even to have access to the crumbs that fall from the master's table? In other words, your crumbs, Jesus, are good. I may not be a woman sufficient in the eyesight of other people, but let me get some of them crumbs.
Woo! Hey,
because if I get them crumbs, your crumbs will sustain me too. Somebody need to catch what I'm saying on today. Those crumbs will sustain
Glory.
Me, and they will suffice me and make it possible for me to usher in deliverance to my family members equally as well.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Jesus said, woman, listen to what he said. Out of all these bishops, out of all these apostles, out of all these elders, I've not found
greater faith.
Such great faith. Not even among my own people.
Come on now.
Israel. See, God just looking for somebody to exemplify
That's
some
it.
Faith.
Hey.
Woo. They don't care about you being a man or a woman. He want to see if you got faith. He said, woman, according to your faith,
be it
unto you.
Oh, glory.
In other words, I know you've been shackled down. I know that they've put their foot on your neck for a long time. But then he began to give them some clarity and said, according to your faith. And that same hour, her daughter was made whole.
Hallelujah.
You see, this thing ain't restricted to gender. We're living in a society now where either you're going to be swayed by the opinions and the commentaries of men and other women, or you're going to stand on the word of God. The harvest is ripe.
But the the laborers.
But the laborers are few. Help me out with that scripture, Minister Mildred.
Amen. Number 36 say, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
Simply saying, whose report will you believe?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let me share something with you. When it comes to the deciphering and understanding of the Word of God, without the Holy Ghost infusion in your life, and I'm telling you, there are many ghosts out there.
Hey, yes,
some of
Lord.
Some of them are Casper the Friendly Ghost, and they have taken on a whole similitude of misunderstanding concerning the Word of God. This is the reason why we have people today, and like I said, you got people that are living back out in country areas that are out there in the country. They jumping, shouting, they're speaking in some kind of tongue. I don't know what kind, but they're speaking in some kind of tongue. And guess what? They're picking up snakes and handling snakes.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they said the word said that you shall take up serpents. And if you drink any deadly thing, Minister Mildred, it shall not harm you. So therefore, Satan has taken the word and greatly distorted it in their mind due to their lack of spiritual understanding. And make no mistake, if he done it to Jesus, he took the same word that God instituted even in the times of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ while he was in the wilderness, and he told Jesus in the same like manner after he hungered, Minister Mildred, for 40 days and 40 nights. He said, now, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread.
Yes, Lord.
So Satan will take word to bind you. Satan will take word to restrict you. You'll be surprised the majority of the people that think that it is a blessing to walk around here poor and destitute simply because Jesus said the poor you will have with you always. You'll be surprised the magnitude of people that don't have clarity and understanding when it comes to the word, that when he said that I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. But Pastor, that's just in the spirit. No. No, let's just back up for a moment. When Jesus took the two fish and five loaves of bread, he showed the spiritual essence of what he expects us to do equally as well. Minister Miller, what you got to share?
Amen. We just thank God for that. I was just listening, and it's just the truth. You know, God's word is God's word. Either we're going to believe it or we're not. That's saying that we're not going to please God. Because when we don't please God, there's one way, like you were saying, faith. Having faith in God and trusting God is the one way that moves God. Our tears don't move him. I don't care how we boo-hoo. You know, that don't move God. But once we start believing God and having faith in God, then we will see the move of God. Amen. God will come in and do it. But, you know, a lot of times, it's like I said earlier, it's so easier to be the negative. It's so easy for us to not believe than to believe. And that's something wrong with that. And I just know that when you trust God, when you truly trust God, you're going to believe what he says. And you not only believe, you're going to act on it. And it will come to pass, whatever it is, what you're standing in need of, if it's your health. Amen. Like you're saying, all of these things going to come to pass when you believe God.
I've come to a conclusion in my life when it comes to serving God that now here's when God said this, and this is what kind of bothers me in the body of Christ concerning our brothers and sisters in this present day dispensation of time. The Bible clearly tells us, Minister Mildred, that the body of Christ is just like a groom coming for his bride.
Yes.
And then he gave revelation to even some of the apostles that said that even the husband is supposed to be willing to give his life for his wife. And since we become the bride of Christ, even in ministerial callings, I've never seen so many men separated from their wives in ministry. They shove them in the background as to please the organizational structurizations that men have erected.
Yep.
Just so that they can continuously be pleasers of men rather than be pleasers of God. But did not the Apostle Paul said, help those women that labored with me in the gospel. Well, wait just a minute. What were they doing, Paul? They were helping to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I need y'all to help them too.
Amen.
Because this ain't about us. This is not about a reputation. Mm-hmm. It is time to drop the informalities and the ignorances that have kept us bound. Our sisters have just as much right to share the gospel. And the funny thing about it is, when I hear brothers say, God ain't called no woman to preach, and yet they get up in their women's auxiliaries and they stand up in church and they exhort one another, they're still preaching, Minister Mildred.
Sure it is.
But they're doing it in the name of an auxiliary.
Right.
And so as long as it doesn't infiltrate or cause corruption within the immediate mind frame of the organization, we'll permit it. How hypocritical can it be? How hypocritical can it be when we say that God has not called a woman to preach, and especially to come up in the pulpit, but a whomongin' man can get up in the pulpit every Sunday?
A homosexual, too.
A homosexual.
Adulterer.
A pedophile.
Yes.
They can get up in there, and that's accepted. See, the thing of the matter is, brothers and sisters, time is running out.
Oh, yes.
And we've got to come to the realization that the Lord is soon to come. That's why Bishop Townsend makes himself available. We called it moments of inspiration, perfecting the saints.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Not perfecting the organization.
The saints of God.
Perfecting the saints.
Yes, Lord.
Not perfecting the denomination. Perfecting the saints.
Yes, Father.
And it is now time for the brothers and sisters to come together, because I've got news for you. If brothers and sisters cannot come together down on this earth, we won't get together up in heaven. I assure you that. I don't care what ecclesiastical title you put on yourself. You can call yourself chief apostle all you want. You can call yourself sovereign bishop all you want.
Yes, Lord.
You can call yourself anything you want to call yourself. But when it's all said and done, Jesus said this, "My sheep know my voice, and strangers they will not follow." It is now time for the sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ to imminently make its way into out all of the earth. Brothers and sisters, your mind is stopping you. The same overseer that I had told me that he don't believe in women preachers, and I made it known that my wife will not be second class to no man. She's not subject to the overseer. She is subject to me. She's not subject to the organization. She is subject to me. And I remember even the Apostle Paul said, "I salute Aquila and Priscilla and the church that is in their house." Listen to what Paul said. The wise master builder had enough biblical and spiritual understanding to know that they both shared in the ministry. It's time for brothers and sisters to wake up like never before. Minister Milton, we got about 3 minutes. Anything you want to share?
Amen, Bishop. You know, these are the days, then these are the times where, you know, the fighting about women shouldn't be preaching and that looked like that should have been gone a long time ago. But nevertheless, Satan just let it, you know, stir up. But the thing
that's
about
that's testosterone. Yes. Testosterone is still, all these enhancers that are building up these men's testosterone.
Amen. But it's all to the glory of God, because it's not about men and women anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
It's about the kingdom of God. And that's what we got to get our eyes back on. You know, how many voices we can get, long as they are holy voices.
Let me ask you this. While you're sharing the word, do you feel like you're over me when you share the word? Do you feel like you're over me?
You're not even in the sense.
I'm not even in your thoughts, am I?
Not in that sense. It's all about the glory of God.
All right. That's
and
what I
wanted to know. And I respect you as my, you know, the head of me, you know. I respect that, and I would never get out of order with that. That might maybe be the problem with most women, you know, in the ministry. They're saying, you know, sometimes the women absorb authority over the men, and that's what really Well, I can say that's the problem, really.
But that goes back. That goes back to the mind too.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back to the mind, because authority can only be usurped what I consider in my mind to be authority, and so that's why we have a lot of brothers who have to give themselves also a checkup from the neck up. Things can be said, but they don't have to be taken to heart. And one thing about it, if we talk about the power of God, then is not God able to take that which is out of order and get it back in order? If we will pray and seek his face, as we say, turn from our wicked ways, will he not hear from heaven and heal the land? Well, if God has not healed a certain thing, it's because maybe we're still out of order. Is that correct?
Amen.
And maybe we're not out of order. Maybe we're not out of order. Maybe we're seeking to keep things in disarray.
So that it can benefit us. But
oh.
God knows all about it. And it's about kingdom. We got to take it off of men and got to take it off of women and put it back for the kingdom of God. And that's what God is saying.
Praise God.
It's all about him.
Hey, y'all. We got to go. As always, Minister Mildred, we'll come back again next week. Anything else you got to share?
No, God bless you.
God bless y'all. We love y'all in Jesus' name.
And for holiness.